It was a weekend of drama. The AFL's ticked off on the decision to not award a free kick for insufficient intent in the dying moments of the North Melbourne win over Fremantle. So we know the AFL released a statement yesterday. Feels to me like the AFL tick off on every controversial thing and that they think that they get it right.
That's a blanket statement, though. Do you think they're right?
Well, the audio, and we played it on... So the audio that the AFL supplied, we played on the Sunday Footy Show yesterday, and the panel was in unanimous agreement that the siren had gone after the ball crossed the line. But then there's a... I'm confused. Then there's a different version of the audio. So I'm not sure whether... The one we were given.
Do you reckon you can move the sound of a siren on an audio?
I don't know.
I reckon you could. You don't know that could be that could happen. What I can't comprehend is the siren can already have gone and someone can be 55 metres away from goal, have a shot at goal,
and it goes through.
It actually hits the contest. And then goes over the goal line, exactly. And it could be up to a minute after the siren's gone, and that score counts, right? But then the ball needs to be out of play before you can make a decision on whether it's deliberate or whether it's... So those two parts of the field are treated entirely differently, the scoring zone and the boundary line. I would have thought that whatever action takes place during the time of the game can be adjudicated.
Mm.
It shouldn't be where the ball is. So I think the AFL got it right as the rule is written, if in fact the ball was still in play. But I think that should have been a free kick. I think that the rule should be rewritten, that if the act or the decision has been already made, if the bit of play has already taken place and then the siren comes after, then you can still make the decision.
I think that's a pretty good summary. So there's no criticism towards the umpiring and the decision they made on the night, but is the rule right? 0433 98 11 16. Here's the audio from the end of that match.
Yours.
Now, I reckon it was Ethan Hughes who was lining up to take the free kick, should it have been...
Yeah, we're assuming that there's just a point kick
From fit for Oakers, but just inside the junction of 50 in the boundary line, would Ethan Hughes, I haven't seen him have too many shots for goal, would he have nailed a point at least?
So, he would have kicked it right from the junction to get it over the top. There would have been 15 blokes on his mark. It would have been a good sort of minute and a half vision, wouldn't it? I reckon it would have been 50-50 that he scores.
Yeah, I reckon 50-50.